This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnav said India's first bullet train project between Ahmedabad and Mumbai is under construction. He added that the first section to open will be from Surat to Bilimora, followed by the section from Vapi to Gujarat.
The first section of the bullet train will open from Surat to Bilimora. After that, the section from Vapi to Surat will open. Then the Vapi to Ahmedabad section will open, followed by Thane to Ahmedabad. Finally, the Mumbai to Ahmedabad section will open. The three most important technologies, suspension bogie technology, propulsion technology and vehicle control technology, will all be designed by India.
The Railways Minister also announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Mr. Vaishnav said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days. Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan addressed a special Gram Sabha at Loni Budruk in Maharashtra's Ahmednagar district, outlining the provisions of the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Act 2025. The program was webcast nationwide with viewed by over 6 million people from more than 1 lakh locations. Mr. Chauhan said the new law provides a legal guarantee of 125 days of employment with mandatory payment of wages within 1 week. In case of delay beyond 15 days, workers will receive an additional 0.05% interest. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is rapidly progressing towards becoming the world's third largest economy, and artificial intelligence is emerging as a growth driver for the Indian economy. Addressing a special program under SOAR, Skilling for AI Readiness, at the Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday, the president said that AI is not just a technology, but a powerful opportunity for positive change in the country. The India-Australia Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement, ECTA, has come into effect, granting all Indian exports a duty-free access in the Australian market. Under the agreement, 100% of Indian tariff lines will get duty-free access, benefiting key sectors like gems and jewellery, textiles, leather, footwear, furniture, food products, engineering goods, medical devices and automobiles. India, in turn, will offer preferential access on over 70% of tariff lines to Australia, mainly covering raw materials and intermediates like coal, mineral ores and wine. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said India is no longer a passive consumer of technology, but is emerging as a technology creator with structured support systems spanning the entire innovation life cycle. The minister said this while reviewing the ministry-backed Inclusive Technology Business Incubator at Delhi Technological University in New Delhi. Dr. Singh informed that 15 such incubators have been established across universities and higher educational institutions in different parts of the country, aimed at democratizing innovation and entrepreneurship beyond the metropolitan center. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that there has been no change in domestic LPG prices for household consumers. The clarification came following reports in some sections of the media that the price of commercial LPG cylinders has been increased by 111 rupees. The ministry said that the price of commercial LPG cylinders is market determined and linked to international benchmarks. In Switzerland, 40 people were killed and another 115 injured after an explosion and fire ripped through the Le Constellation bar in Crans-Montana ski resort in Valle Canton on New Year's Eve. According to the police, seriously injured were taken to hospitals in Sion and other cities. Authorities are investigating the cause but have ruled out an attack. Swiss President Guy Parmelin postponed his New Year's address and expressed condolences to victims and their families. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange colour warning for dense fog in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha and Rajasthan today. Snowfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand is also predicted for today. Dense fog conditions in parts of Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern states will also occur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.